second here. All right, Devan, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir. Good to have you. Welcome back.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So a couple of things that you guys talked about yesterday, and I did want to just real briefly, because we talked pretty extensively about the District 1 Medical Examiner's Office. It is amazing to me that this just hasn't gotten done. You know, we got, 20 county commissioners who are all trying to figure this out, and everybody's got their own idea about this, but nobody wants it. Nobody wants to spend the money. There's no political constituency that's going to be upset about the delay, except that we all depend on a criminal justice system, which in turn depends on having a medical examiner's office, right?
Right. That's a key part of our, criminal justice system.
So are we on track right now to build two facilities, one in Escambia, refurbished Sacred Heart, and then a second facility for the other three counties? Are we really on track to build a single facility in Santa Rosa? Is it just a God only knows, lay your bets in Vegas kind of situation? What's going on?
Andrew, I'm not sure. The two facilities is kind of a new discussion. Our hope is that the four counties can come together. We can work together and build one facility, location yet to be determined. That's where we're headed. And as you may have seen from the meeting, Craig Coffey, the assistant county administrator with Okaloosa County, is going to work with the commissioners and try to see if we can get this thing going in the right direction.
Oh yeah, no, I know. I know. There's a lot of hope. I'm just not sure that, I want to see the actual plan, because so far nobody's been able to really pull this off. But as you know, this is going on for a long time. And no mark against, anybody who's been working on it. It's just, this is a hard, this is a difficult thing to wrangle four counties on. That's the challenge. One of the other things, Devan, actually, hang on for just a second. Let's get a quick traffic break from Candy. Go ahead, Candy.
All right, not showing any slowdowns or delays. It looks like everything is moving just fine so far. Watching one thing, Muskogee and Jack's Branch Road in Cantonment. A vehicle crash and a possible roadblock now has just popped up. Muskogee and Jack's Branch Road in Cantonment. So watch that area. Maybe avoid it, certainly, if you can. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, text them in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Devan Cook, Santa Rosa County Administrator. I thought it was a really interesting conversation yesterday about the possibility of an aquatic center that would serve the county, something Gulf Breeze has looked into. Your board seems pretty committed to at least doing kind of a feasibility study. Is that right?
Yes. We're going to probably in 2 weeks come back with some price information. The city of Gulf Breeze has committed to work with us on this, and again, no location decision. That's yet to be determined by the feasibility study, but the study would look at whether or not the area can support this type of aquatic center, and if so, what would be the best location, and all the factors that would come into building a major facility like that. So we know that's something that's very important to the residents and is needed. Our high school swimmers have to go to other counties or other locations to to swim. So we're hoping this is something we can look at and ultimately come to a conclusion on where it'd be a good location and how we build it and support it.
Yeah, I mean, it seems at first blush like it would be obvious to build it in the South End, maybe Tiger Point. Then you could, then both Navarre and Gulf Breeze and everywhere in between could share use for this. And again, not just a pool, okay, but a competition level facility where the teams could practice. But then you don't solve much for Milton High School. They're probably still going to go to UWF, what's the benefit? At least I don't think they have their own pool unless I'm mistaken. So I understand the location is going to be a challenge. One of the other things that I wanted to talk with you about is this proposal by the Indian tribe to have the county supplement construction of a cultural information center and also a timekeeping device that they say is, sort of historical significance that they'd like to build one of in Santa Rosa County. Squarespace, I think they called it. This is kind of an interesting idea I had not heard of before.
Yeah, this is something that they had approached our commissioners about and talked with them, and we looked at some funding sources and are interested in working with the council to possibly help them to finish this center. They've got a good start. They've got a really nice facility. For those people that saw the meeting or saw the slides, they've already got a really nice facility, and this would help complete the inside of the facility and then build this square out front that is, you know, as we understand it from ancient times, it's like a meteorologic or a calendar, and help them to determine, help the you know, Indians to determine planting and those kinds of things. So it's just a very interesting concept, something that, you know, that we have brought to the board, and you know, we'll see how that goes, but we hope we can work out some funding for them.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like a neat idea to have this. I called it the wrong name. A square grounds is what Chief Dan was calling it. It looks square like ground, you know, kind yeah. of a fascinating concept. I did have a question. I don't remember the outcome of this. It's something you and I did not talk about last time, but I thought it was an interesting, a really interesting discussion about these two subdivisions, Sound Forest and Sound Reserve off of Highway 98 and Gulf Breeze, private subdivisions that have had some issues with, you know, various parts of their infrastructure, bringing them into the county in terms of county ownership of that facility, and a huge long checklist of items to be repaired or brought up to standard, right, in order to make that happen.
Yes, the subdivisions would have to put in an MSBU, a Municipal Services Benefit Unit, which levies tax onto the properties to bring the roads and the drainage systems up to county standards before the county would consider accepting them for maintenance. So that's what our engineering department has been working with them on, to give them the requirements, and then it'll be their responsibility to ultimately raise the funds and bring them up to standard before we would consider accepting them. But that's something that our engineering department's working with those subdivisions on.
And this is just, this is like a never-ending pox on both of our counties. You have developers who, you know, put up these subdivisions. They do all the basic, what you would think is the right infrastructure to get them going. And then 10, 15, 20, 30, whatever, years later, that stuff doesn't work the way it's supposed to, or it hasn't been maintained the way it's supposed to. And the residents, who it's not particularly their fault that they bought in a subdivision like this, they come to the county and they say, please help. Well, and the please help is expensive because it wasn't done right or maintained right along the way, right? Isn't that basically the problem we're facing?
It is, and it is difficult for the residents in those subdivisions that are going to be required to bear the cost of bringing them up to standards. You know, so we have some things in place to avoid those kinds of issues in the future, but in this particular case, there were some problems between the developer and other partners and that kind of thing, and it just never quite got finished, is my understanding. But again, we do see that sometimes, and it's unfortunate for the residents in subdivisions, but we do have standards now, even for private subdivisions, where
good.
They, you know, they would be required to be pretty close to, or if not at county standards during their development phase.
Yeah, I mean, that's my natural response is, look, just require everybody to be at those same standards and to maintain them. You know, you want to stay private, I suppose that's on you, but this is too often a problem to just let it kind of go and say, well, private property. You know, it just, the residents, I think, have rights and expectations, and maybe as a county, we're not, you know, we're letting them down if we don't hold the builders to that kind of stuff. Santa Rosa County Administrator Devan Cook joins us every Tuesday after the preliminary meeting. The regular meeting will be Thursday. Devan, as always, man, thanks for the work that you do. I know it's a lot, and thanks for helping our citizens understand what's going on in their government. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew.
You